Well, hello.
Hello and good evening.
Do I have an echo?
It sounds like I have an echo.
I don't think so, because this would be the echo.
That's definitely the echo.
That's so weird. I think we did this last time.
I think so.
Because then I did this.
Can we get it?
That's
right.
We did that. We did. Hey, can we get a better soundboard operator?
You want a better soundboard operator?
Yeah.
Or an actual better soundboard?
No, the operator.
Oh, probably.
We got to fire that guy. Well, we can't fire him now because I wouldn't know what to do over there. That's your evil laugh saying you can't fire me.
Correct.
Well, welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast, everybody.
My name is Chris.
And my name is Sean.
Man, how's it going?
It's hot.
Dude, excuse my language.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, I'm going to hit that explicit content bullshit. But fuck this heat.
It's bad.
And why the hell do we have events that we have to go to outside?
I don't know.
I'm just frustrated.
Yeah, so we had soccer today, and it wouldn't have been as bad if we played on a certain type of field, but we played on a turf that has all the little tire rubber bits.
Did I ever tell you about my story about those?
No.
Okay, I'll let you finish.
Well, I was just going to say, the kids were complaining their feet were hot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was warm. Temperature-wise, yeah. There was no breeze. I mean, just in the middle of the field, hot.
Yeah, that turf is so much hotter. I don't understand why they're playing.
There's no need. It was not good.
There's really no need to play at that temperature.
No, I agree. Or try to stack all the games in the morning before noon.
Correct.
I don't know. There were so many teams pulling up when we were leaving. So our game started at 1:30, went till 2:30. We got out of there probably 2:45, 2:50, and there were just people piling in.
So dumb.
Yeah. And we were playing at 1:30, and that's not even the height of the heat.
No.
So I couldn't imagine what those kids are doing right now.
Yeah.
No thank you.
Yeah. No thank you.
Tire bits turf story.
So back in the day, we're talking 20 years ago now.
I actually was going to throw that out there,
probably more than 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
Oakmont High School was one of the first schools to get turf.
Mm.
And they had those bits and they had just put it in. So nothing was compacted down. I was playing football.
Yeah.
Went to the ground and got them stuck in my eyelid. The rubber bits.
Inside your eyelid?
Inside my lower eyelid. That hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh my God.
And yeah, we had to get spray it out. It was bad. It was really bad.
Did it damage at all?
No, thank goodness. But that shit hurts.
You know, so that's a horrible story. Speaking of eyes. I went to the eye doctor, Thursday, and
you're blind.
No, not quite.
Oh, sorry.
I try to always wear my sunglasses.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, and actually I know the reason, when I get out of the truck, I just walk into the house and I have my sunglasses on my face or on my head and I drop them in the little catch-all right there by the downstairs bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, then I go to leave and I get in my truck and I leave and I don't have my sunglasses. I have three of the exact same sunglasses. I need to leave a pair all the time. 100%. Those are truck sunglasses.
Yep.
The point of this is, one, you should wear sunglasses with how bright it is. I have a sunburn on my eyes.
That sucks.
So it sounds bad. I don't notice it.
Yeah.
So it's not something that I don't know that I guess I never noticed.
Yeah.
But he asked me, he goes, "Hey, do your eyes hurt?" And I said, "No." He goes, "Your eyes are sunburned." Well, that's not good.
No, not
so,
at all.
So from this point moving forward, there's always a pair of sunglasses in my truck.
See, I bought a couple pair for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I leave a pair at work. So I have like my home, like my pair that I normally wear. And then I have work pair too now.
I need to do that.
Yeah. I need to go. Unfortunately, one of the pairs that I bought for my birthday that I got all customized and all that. The one-year-old got a hold of them somehow.
And no.
Well, I had my glasses on the, my hat and my glasses on the counter. Someone moved them, and she got a hold of them, and
they got toast.
Oh yeah, they're destroyed.
Oh,
they're thrashed.
No,
so I have
broken or
no, just all scratched up. The lenses just scratched the shit. So and it sucks because I got my name put on the lenses.
Oh,
and I got the polarized lenses.
Yeah,
so I spent extra.
Yeah,
customizing it. Yep.
Oh my goodness!
Didn't even have them a month.
Have you bought new lenses for him yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. So, you know that brand Blender?
Yeah.
Blenders? I don't know if there's an S at the end. so, I have a pair of those. I actually think those are better made than the Oakley ones that I have. They're a little bit heavier, and they just feel more sturdy.
Okay.
Anyway, point is, Blender sells
just
the
lenses.
Just the lenses, and... I've put the lenses in two pairs of glasses now. They're identical to the Oakley ones.
Okay.
And you and I wear the same sunglasses, so yours are bigger because you're a bigger mountain of a man than I am.
Well, the ones that I'm wearing right now are the new Oakley Holbrook XXLs.
Oh, even bigger.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? Like,
there's no. I will literally show you when we go downstairs. There is not that big of a difference.
Is it the length on the side piece that
it's
goes?
It's the actual frame and the lens over your eye. That's bigger.
Okay.
So, which is nice. I like it because it covers like more, you know, the closer to your outside of your face. I like that part. So that's why I wear the Holbrook XLs.
Yeah.
But I can't really tell you the difference between the Holbrook XLs and the XXLs. I could tell you from the regular Holbrooks to the XLs, 100% I can tell the difference.
Okay.
But not from the XLs to the XXLs. There's not that big of a difference.
Wow.
So.
Okay, well.
But I bought them. I'm like, oh, let me get them. But I'm like, this is just going to be an extra pair. So I'm like, let me not buy the polarized and all that. So I just bought a cheaper pair. Well, my nice ones are destroyed. So I have been wearing them. And you can tell the difference between the polarized and the non-polarized for sure.
For sure. Yeah, the polarized. So. And I've never been a polarized fan up until, gosh, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago whenever I bought those ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely like the polarized better.
I'm a big fan of the blue lens. I don't know what they're called, like blue sapphire or whatever.
Yep. You've always worn those.
I think they... The protection on your eyes is way better.
Yeah.
And I can tell the difference because the XXLs are just like a traditional black. I can tell a big difference in the protection of your eyes. But also, I like...
So they don't get sunburned?
Correct. And I also like that when you look when you're looking at stuff, it makes them pop, makes colors pop a little bit brighter.
It does.
But not like too artificial at the same time.
Yeah.
They're a good blend. And I don't know. I really like this blue lenses. I actually just need to order another pair of lenses and just suck it up and do it.
Yeah.
I probably should do that sooner than later.
Yeah.
Or just go to the store and just get them and be like, hey.
I'll find the link on Amazon and send it to you. You can at least check them out.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of different colors. When I looked them up at the time, I feel like they mimic everything that the Oakleys carry. Yeah. In particular, the Holbrook style.
Yep.
And there's next to no difference between those Blenders and Oakley. And I actually find myself wearing the Blenders more than the Oakleys because I feel like they're better well made and they're cheaper. They're $40.
Oh, I might just buy another pair. A whole set of glasses then.
They're so nice.
Blender?
Yep.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, I don't recall the model. If you were to Google search blenders that look like Oakley Holbrooks, it would pop up.
I'll look that
And
up.
I think if I recall, they were either $37.99 or $39.99. They were under 40.
How's their shipping speed?
Well, it's Amazon.
Oh, you got them through
Amazon? I got them through Amazon.
Oh, well, let me go on Amazon then. I was just going on their website.
Yeah, I don't recall the model.
The Canyon?
That sounds familiar, actually.
It has to be, because these other ones don't look like them.
Do they look like the Holbrooks?
Yeah. Yeah, they're the Canyons.
Okay.
Okay, so now Amazon.
Yep.
Blender
Canyon. And they may do an XL or a XXL. I'm not sure. But I tell you, this is not a paid advertisement, but if you would like to sponsor on, the Ultimate Buffet Podcast.
There is an S in it. Blenders.
Blenders. Okay. And when we go back over to my house this evening, I will let you see the difference.
Okay.
And there's not.
No, they don't look like it.
How much are they?
They are 59.
Okay, so they've gone up.
But I don't know what, like if I change the lenses, if that makes a difference.
So. And I, do they have an XL?
I only see regular.
Well, you can try mine on tonight.
Yeah, I'll take a look. Because they have a whole bunch of different.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of different lenses.
I like the green lenses. Those look cool.
Those would be your style. Oh, those yeah. those are similar to the blue.
Yeah.
Concept wise.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how they would look.
They'd probably look like the blue ones, but green.
Yeah, maybe. I'll look. I'll take a look at them.
Hey, $60 is better than $240.
True. Very true.
Well, today's episode, everybody, is going to start off a little emotional.
Oh, God.
We're not getting in our feels, but it is a little emotional. The title of today's episode is That's a Wrap. And it's about summer ending.
Okay.
And school starting.
Thank God. I'm sorry to say that.
Yeah. So... my kids started a week and a half ago, and my youngest is now in preschool, and here's the emotional part.
I thought you meant emotional for both of us. You mean only emotional for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So.
Sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
No, you're good. It's a laughing factor at this point. Monday morning, I get off of work and I am heading home, not thinking of anything in particular.
Yep.
And I get about halfway home and I get hit with this wave of anxiety.
Okay.
And I thought, that's weird. I don't ever get anxious or I don't really feel that at all. And so I'm about halfway home and I start to feel anxiety. And I realize what I'm driving home to. I'm driving home to get my youngest daughter ready to get her off for her first day of preschool. Now, the sad part with this is I've had her with me every day for the last 3 years.
Yep.
And I thought, man, this is going to be tough. Well, so I get home, I get breakfast going, and my wife makes this little like felt board sign thing that she can change the names and with letters and grades and all that other stuff.
Yep.
So we get through the first two kids and then my wife makes one for the youngest daughter. First day of preschool, her teacher's name, the year, dates, all that stuff. So she goes in front of the door to hold this sign.
Very cute. by the way. The
waterfalls. Just waterfalls. In front of her? I am hysterical. Absolutely hysterical because she's leaving.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
as excited as I am prior to this moment, thinking, oh my gosh, I get to sleep in the mornings now that she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fast forward, day of, she's heading off to preschool, and I'm just a blubbering mess. I cannot keep it together for the life of me. And so doing a little reflection on it, I thought, okay, I've had her every day, whether I work or not, for the last 3 years.
Yep.
And we've got our little routines, and when I get home,
buddy.
Yeah, my In-N-Out buddy, we go to In-N-Out once a week. And all of that, I'm just thinking this is the worst thing ever. And all of that's out the window. Now I've come up with a plan to make some moves and shifts to where things are still similar.
Yeah.
But just the fact of me dropping her off, I haven't been this emotional with any other kid due to, I haven't spent this much time out of the three that I have with her.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And it was difficult. I feel like I'm an emotional person, but flip side, I can usually hide it or just kind of bury it and on to the next.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep it together. It was horrific.
I'm not surprised, to be honest with you, but I'm glad it happened at the same time.
Totally. And I think my biggest issue with it is it falls under this is never going to happen again.
Yes.
That third kid.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
The first of everything with her now is going to be probably a blubbering SHIT show.
Yeah.
With how it's all going to transpire.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So I've wrapped my head around, okay, so I need to put more effort into these firsts with her.
Yep.
Because it's not going to happen again.
Yep.
So I need to make sure I'm included in.
Yep.
In it all.
Yeah.
How did school go for you this year?
Fine, actually. It wasn't. It wasn't too bad. For my oldest, when we brought her. Because we went and did the day before to meet her teacher and all that. She actually cried and held on to me for a little bit, which was a shocker. She usually doesn't do that with me.
Yeah.
So that was fine. I'm like, but I'm also the person like, you're fine. Suck it up, go.
Especially
with her. Like, she's a little bit more emotional and all that. And not that I'm not validating the emotions, but
she
was fine. And so she was good. The youngest, when we dropped her off, that was probably the easiest thing ever. She walked in, saw new toys, started playing, and we walked out and see you later.
Yeah.
She didn't care at all. I did drop her off. My oldest is first day. We dropped off the youngest, and she kind of hovered next to me for a little bit and held on to me. And then when I left, she started to cry, but the front office was like, yeah, don't worry. She usually is good in like 10 minutes. So yeah. I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's, the other two were super simple.
Yeah.
Like, we went to the back to school night, met the teachers, and falls into my next segue of, the back to school thing. Both kids did super good. They really, really enjoyed their teachers meeting them, and I think that plays a big part to them not being nervous and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Both teachers that they got this year were awesome.
Yeah.
So things are going well so far. Segue into the school thing. I would assume that you had to do this and every other parent as well. I was a little taken back by the amount. I totally supporting the classroom.
Yeah.
But the list of items that we needed was through the roof.
Really?
I mean, we're talking 4, 5, 6 of every item.
What?
Yeah, it was excessive.
That's interesting. Did they break it up by like this age group or this, your last name is from here to here, you bring these and then, or was it the same for every kid?
Same for every kid.
That's interesting.
There was bags upon bags of stuff for these kids. Now, granted, my kid and all the other kids, you know, that I would assume they're going to go through it and use it, but
yeah,
it was excessive this year. We've never bought so much stuff.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
So I don't know. Did you guys have to buy a lot of stuff this year?
We had.
Or did they break it up like you were mentioning?
No, every kid brought in stuff. But, I mean, it didn't seem outrageous. It seemed like a normal amount.
Yeah.
So nothing crazy.
Oh, man. We had to buy a lot of stuff this year.
That's interesting.
Well, I guess have to and gave in to are two different things. But
well, maybe that's why they do it, because people are not doing it.
Yeah, and I can see that, which is totally fine. Like I said, I support the classroom aspect of things.
Yeah.
But it just seemed excessive.
Yeah, that sucks.
So with that being a wrap, we had an epic summer.
It was minus what we, I mean, the heat is always my biggest thing, right?
Yeah.
Minus today.
We lucked out.
We got a really good summer.
We really lucked out.
We got weather-wise, we were pretty good where we were able to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I know we went on a ton of bike rides.
Yep.
I think Kate's bike has over 200 miles on it already.
Is that something that you guys can track?
The bike tracks it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think she has over 200 miles.
Well, I mean, it's got technically a motor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. So we did a ton of bike rides. Like just this morning we rode over to the airport. So.
Okay. Tahoe trips.
Well,
I know you would take your bike.
I take my bike usually. She doesn't take hers.
Okay. So,
because my bike can handle the off-road.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we did it for her brother's wedding. We brought it up. So,
yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I the time that we went up to Tahoe with you guys, I enjoy Tahoe so much, and I feel like whether we don't plan for it or don't have the opportunity, we don't get up there much.
I don't understand why we don't either as much.
Mm-hmm.
It drives me nuts because there's times that I honestly wish we were up there this weekend.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go this weekend. Just
well, and it's not, events. It's not, that's the cool thing about Placer County or even Sacramento County. Just the greater Sacramento, we're 2 hours from everything.
Yep.
Doesn't matter where you want to go. I mean, you can be at the ocean in 2 hours. You can be at the snow in 2 hours. You can get anywhere.
Yeah.
In a quick time frame.
Yeah. That's going to be one of my pushes. Unfortunately, because I work on Friday, that's what sucks. That changes it.
Yeah.
But I definitely, I want to go up more.
Yeah, we need to take advantage of that. And especially anybody that knows the weather in the greater Sacramento area, summers are usually super hot.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, we totally got away with having a mild summer.
Very mild.
It just recently, within the last couple weeks, pushing a month.
Yeah, well, and I think it's going to go back down too now.
So even then, if we're only going to complain for 3 months.
So today's high was 102 where we're at. Tomorrow, Monday, is 99 and 99. 96, Wednesday's 92. And then 90 Thursday, 90 Friday. And then it says by next Monday, it'll be 87.
Okay.
So, I mean, compared to other years, definitely. Definitely very mild.
I mean, we've had big stents of 100 degree weather consecutive days in a row.
Yep. Yep.
And we did not experience that this summer.
Yeah.
looking back on summer, one thing I wish I would have found out earlier in the summer was this bike track that I've been taking my oldest to. I can't tell you how much fun that place is.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And it's so family friendly. And every time that we've gone, now it can get crazy out there with a lot of bikes.
Yeah.
And a lot of the, it seems to be a lot of the teenagers that are really, really good on the bike track.
Yeah.
They're super helpful with the younger kids.
That's good.
So it's definitely a different crowd of teenagers or, you know, that 10, 11, 12. What were you going
to
say?
We need to get you a legit bike rack for the back of your truck.
I know.
That's going to be the, that should be the next purchase.
I know.
Make it so much, it's so much,
it's easier, so to much easier
to get them on and off.
Yeah. Cause otherwise I gotta hop up, get in the bed, get one tire down. It's just, it's a pain in the butt.
Yep.
Total pain in the butt.
Yeah. You need a proper bike rack.
I do. I do. Yeah, it's, just the atmosphere out there. Excuse me. When we went out there for the first time, I noticed a lot of teenagers. I'm like, man, is this going to be like kind of a rougher crowd? And he's never done anything this drastic on a bike.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit worried. And a bunch of the older kids were like, hey, if he wants to go first, we'll wait for him to get halfway around and then we'll go. Or he can wait, we'll go, and then he can follow us. It's awesome. It's definitely a different crowd out there.
I'll have to go out there with you one day.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. We've been going like Saturday mornings type thing. We didn't go this morning just because he had a soccer game and I didn't want him to be a wreck. But we usually go Saturday mornings. So it'd be fun. And they have a little kid track right next to it as well.
Yep, for the little
ones. For the little ones. And I wouldn't even call them hills. They're more like slanted bumps.
Yeah.
But it's an absolute blast.
That's awesome.
And then they've got the water park across the parking lot.
Yep.
So last weekend when we went, my son and I were at the bike track, and then my wife and the girls went over to the water park.
Yep.
And it's just that whole park area definitely has the niche for everything.
Yeah.
They've got the playground, they've got soccer fields, baseball fields. Now the bike track.
Yep.
And I know you and I had talked, gosh, it's probably been a year or so now, but you and I talked about there being other bike tracks built in different surrounding cities other than Rockland.
I want to go up to Auburn. So I have never been up to that one before.
So I've gone, and the little kid track is not as aggressive as the one in Rockland. But it's not as small as the kid track. So it's kind of right in the middle between the two. At this point, my son would be, I think he'd get bored. Just because it's not as aggressive as what he's been accustomed to now.
Yeah.
And then the bigger track in Auburn, that's way above my pay grade.
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't even go on it. Like you can't ride the humps.
Really?
Yeah, there's no riding. You're going down a hill, there's a gap, there's wall ride, like wooden wall rides.
Ooh, I want to go.
It's, Chris, it's aggressive.
Don't tell my manager, because I'll probably get hurt knowing.
He'll
exactly. give me shit. He'll
yes. be like,
were you on your bike again?
Yep, I was.
Yeah.
It's definitely, unless I missed something, I've only gone once to the Auburn one. But just looking at the bigger track, it's not a, hey, this looks aggressive, but I can just ride the hills.
Yeah.
No, you're jumping stuff. If you're going down, you've got to get up and go.
Hmm. Sounds like fun.
Sketchy.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. I'll go with you.
Thank goodness my manager doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh my goodness.
Watch. He's going to come back and be like, hey, so I listened to the episode of the
podcast. Exactly. And I heard you were going to go off some jumps.
Yeah.
No, no, it's definitely,
it's not that bad.
No, it's, it's aggressive.
Well, next time you go to Rockland, definitely I want to go.
I want to take you, cause it's fun. And We start the morning off with Mavericks.
Oh, yay.
Yep.
Do you have the app yet?
I don't.
Oh, my God. Really?
Actually, no. You know what? I can tell you. I don't.
I'm disappointed already.
So, I did have the app downloaded, I think, while I was in the parking lot of my first experience with Mavericks.
And then deleted it.
And then deleted it. So I was like, nope, this is not my store.
Well, you need to get it back because on Friday, every Friday, mm-hmm. they have something free that they give away.
Okay.
So this week was a free Icy.
Oh.
But you have different stuff. Like this one, Black Rifle Coffee. Buy two, get one free.
Really?
I should have went today. Damn. Papoosas for a dollar. Dollar off, sorry. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I will download it then.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Well, okay. What else? Well, I guess we're almost out of time here.
Yeah. I don't have anything else, do you?
No. Just, it was a solid summer.
Yeah.
Definitely wrap up as a solid summer. Moving into school. Now it's back to reality.
Yep.
For everybody.
Yeah. So, okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all our social media. And a very, very special thank you to
Patreon.
Thank you. Without you guys, we couldn't do this. We greatly appreciate everything you do.
And thank you to Chris for running the soundboard, because without him, we would not be able to do this.
Well, you guys have a great rest of your day.
Yep.
And we hope you enjoyed.
Outro.